Yeah, the excitement of March Madness is underway. We're keeping track of all that. We'll keep you updated on scores. Plus the Sweet 16 over in Lexington. Congratulations to the male Bulldogs for advancing earlier today. As we lead to head toward a state championship on Saturday night at Rupp Arena. And, of course, these NCAA basketball games are going to be here in Louisville next weekend. But there's also baseball at the University of Louisville. The head coach is Dan McDonald. Always good to get you back on the show, Dan.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hey, bud. Ian and I are here, and we were talking about, you know, we know you guys are ranked top five in many polls and top ten and a bunch of them. But let's, before we talk about what comes up this weekend, ACC play, wasn't that sweep in Texas just the launching pad you needed for this team?
Well, it was a good barometer. It's still early in the season, but just like the way we were businesslike, very professional, we get three good starts on the mound, we play good defense, and we get some timely hits. So it's the recipe for what I call, you know, postseason winning baseball, and something that, you know, hopefully we can turn back to at any point of the year. We should be able to go back to that, and that's how you win good baseball against good competition on the road. I was really pleased with our fan base, so proud of the people that traveled, not just from Louisville. We had a good following from Louisville, but we had some people from all over the country that I got to run into at an alumni event. It was cool to see that people took time and money to come support the team.
Yeah. It's just a great setting. And like you said, the competition is strong. It's early in the season. You kind of get your feet under you and feel like where this team can go. I mean, that's a great barometer, to be sure.
Well, and coach,
and
you
and
said,
so, like, you know,
oh, go ahead, coach.
No, I was going to say, and we were kind of like the road team. Obviously, it's in a different state, but when you're playing Texas A&M in their backyard and you're playing TCU in their backyard, that's something we're going to lean on as we're home this weekend, but then the next couple weekends we're on the road, and we'll have five ACC road trips this spring, and we're about to start one of our five ACC home weekends against Georgia Tech tomorrow night.
Yeah, with that coming up, I know the last time you were on the show with us, before the Houston trip, you talked about, you know, playing some guys in some different roles, maybe some new guys getting a chance to start. Well, you rolled out a three that weekend in Houston between Ryan Hawks and Greg Ferone and Carson Liggett. Those three seem to be locked in for you. I mean, does that make you feel good that maybe you found a threesome to take you through the weekends?
Well, at this point, no doubt. Starting pitching is everything. And we've got definitely guys that are off to a good start. Tate Keener is working his way back in the mix, and he threw an inning the other day on elementary school day. Riley Phillips threw a couple big innings over the weekend, and you know how this, you never have enough pitching. We're getting some nice production from other guys. Cade Grundy, our midweek starter, has given us, you know, three really good outings in a row. Will Koger has been one of those first guys out of the bullpen. And Tucker Bibben, who's a freshman, is starting to get those type of opportunities as well. So the starting pitching is where everything starts, but then you're still going to have a quality bullpen and able to flip the ball to someone at the end of the game. We really hadn't had to rely on a closer just yet, but our bullpen's been very good.
Hey, talk about that energy, too, the difference in energy when you have thousands of school kids there like you guys did yesterday.
Well, we almost dropped the ball early in the game. It was so loud, which is great. I mean, it's just, you know, we talk about fly ball communication, and we usually do it to music. So we have some, you know, our crowd noise is I want the music system on loud. But, man, that was one of the most energized. I let our marketing people know how proud I was, and just, you know, you want these kids to have an enjoyable experience, and the temperatures weren't great, but there was no wind. The sun was out. They seemed to have a blast. So I would like to thank the teachers, the administrators, and hopefully you had a bunch of happy kids that, you know, went home that night in good spirits, getting to see a good baseball game on a beautiful day.
All right, so it is Georgia Tech. The Yellow Jackets are coming in. You got a 6 o'clock game tomorrow night and then 1 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. Clearly, this is important now because it's league play, and off you go. Tell us what you're up against this weekend.
There's 30 ACC games, so you get 15 at home, 15 on the road. Like I said, this is our first of 5 home weekends. These are admission games, so our season ticket holders, hey, they're excited because they know what seat they're going to get to sit in. But obviously, for all those that have taken advantage of the free admission games, these are only $5 and $10 tickets, so it's still very affordable. The crowds have been great. Now, I know we've had some pretty darn good weather for the month of February, and even though we're not out of the winter just yet, I'm just hoping that we can still draw a great crowd. Obviously, from all the fans that have come in and taken advantage of the free games, they've gotten to see really good baseball, exciting baseball, and I hope they're willing to invest a little bit of money and tough it out a little bit this weekend because it will be cool out there Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, Ian and I are both season ticket holders. We're coming. We're going to be there yelling.
And you don't even have to miss the St. Patrick's Day party. It's Irish Heritage Night tomorrow at the ballpark, and it's $3 Budweiser's, and I hear they're going to be a green color to help everybody celebrate. Yeah. So you can enjoy the St. Patrick's Day while you're out there catching a little ACC basketball. I know, Coach, what a basketball guy – or a baseball, I'm sorry. I know what a basketball guy you are. Are you getting to watch the tournament at all with the season going on, or does the team have like its own little tournament bracket pool where the winner somehow gets points in like next year's Omaha Challenge, or how does that work with all you guys?
Well, I can tell you, you know, 25 years ago when I was at the Citadel, it was so much fun doing, you know, these basketball pools amongst the baseball program. The NCAA, you know, obviously got, you know, carried away, and obviously we've gone a little overboard on everyone's paranoid and obsessed about, you know, gambling on college athletics as student athletes and coaches. So we don't even mess around with them anymore because everybody's just like, I mean, what we had the football coach years ago, right? The guy from UCLA, or he won like a neighborhood pool and he got in trouble. Like, you know, it's like, it's kind of a head scratcher. Like, these are the things we're worried about. But you know, we don't do it, but I can tell you my whole family. So I lived through my entire family, nieces, nephews, sons, wife, brother, sister-in-law. I've got a giant family in on one. And I can just tell you, it's on every TV in our office. So you walk into any coach's office, it's on in the background. We love it. I mean, how do you not love the basketball and everything that's going on? And I can tell you, my wife picked Furman, so she's fired up.
Well, she's already doing better than Terry then, so...
And she picked College of Charleston because that's her alma mater. So I know they're in a dogfight. So I don't know if they're going to come out on top.
Well, we're happy for you that you finally get to get into conference play and keep this thing rolling because you guys are 15-1 and second ranked, and I know that feels good, even though it's this early in the year, Dan.
Well, thank you. We're off to a good start. We obviously got a lot of baseball to go, and Georgia Tech, you know, is like a lot of the ACC programs, great tradition, great players. Really talented. It'll be exciting baseball this weekend.
All right, we'll see you. 6 o'clock Friday night, 1 o'clock Saturday and Sunday at Jim Patterson Stadium. Go get them, Coach.
Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
There's Dan McDonald, head coach, of course, for the Louisville Cardinals baseball team that is on a roll. 15-1 at the moment. Georgia Tech in for the weekend series.